Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Welcome to Monday, the 13th in the fifth month of the year and the first working day in the week. Psalm 37 verse 5 says, commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him. He will bring it to pass. A translation says, your desires shall be granted. Now open your hand and heart for the day's prayers. Be responding with amen, I receive it. Do this. Put your two hands together and hold them out as if handing over a thing to someone. Yes, do so as I pray. It's a prophetic action. May God Almighty take over all your assignment this week. Whatever is handed over to him is safe and is able to get it done. May God take over all on your to-do list this week. Say amen. Angels of God shall go out on your assignment on your behalf. You will accomplish all you have set out to do today without fail. Who is this? You've been trying to get a thing done. For sometimes, it is very difficult. You've been trying to complete a project, to sell a product or a property. No deal. You've been trying to meet your target. You have not been able to do that. To get a job, to meet a person, everyone that has been trying to do a thing or get an answer, but it's been very difficult. Before Saturday, I prophesy, you shall get it done. This week is yours. You will have a breaking news testimonies, a letter of joy, an email of joy, a miracle phone call will come for you soon. You cannot be connected to this anointing and not be reflecting the grace that we carry. I prophesy. For those that are truly connected and committed to this commission, start reflecting the color, the glory, and the grace bestowed on this commission in the name of Jesus. You will be duplicating and replicating the strange breakthrough that God has put on this commission in Jesus' name. From now on, no wasted labor for all listening to me. No loss again in the name of Jesus. No missing of opportunities. Let's do this again today. Take a currency of your choice in the country or where you are. Press it to your forehead. Yes, hold it to your forehead. I prophesy, you shall have a financial testimony this week. All powers and forces resisting the coming of your money, your good money, sales of your goods, and your contracts, I prophesy, they will give way. I say they will give way. No arrow of losses or failures, of pain or of untimely death in anyone's family. In Jesus' name, say amen. Right? May 12th celebrant, your birthday prayers, open your hands. Be blessed. Your new age is blessed. God will give you a special birthday gift and inspire good people to give you money and precious birthday gift. You shall live to a good old age. Happy birthday. Right? Let's run. First issue for teaching and sharing today. Greetings to you, Daddy, and fellow TPGF members. Daddy, please help me. I'm a 35-year-old mother. I noticed about a month ago that my sugar level is between 95 and 105, using all these small machines with me to do my checking. Daddy, I don't eat anyhow because my mom and mother-in-law are all diabetic patients, so I'm careful about what I eat. I'm therefore surprised to notice that I started having high sugar level at this early stage of my life. Please counsel me. Daddy, it is weighing me down already. I am scared telling my husband because he will tell it to his brothers and parents, and I don't want it that way. Wow. You do well by minding what to eat, knowing that your mom is a diabetic patient. Although I'm not a medical doctor, but for all I know, since I also check my vitals regularly, sugar level less than 115 raises no alarm, depending on when it is measured, fasting or after food. 95 to 105 is no reason to panic and be weighed down, not at all. My counsel, instead of doing your check as self-checking, why not go to a renowned laboratory clinic or a doctor to carry out a proper fasting blood sugar test and check with your doctor. Now, you don't have any cause to worry for now? Or have you started experiencing diabetes symptoms like frequent urination, excessive thirst, increased hunger, unexpected weight loss, fatigue, blurred vision, or slow healing wounds? If not, please, no fear and no anxiety. Medical doctors and laboratory technologies on TPGF House, please offer your professional advice. Please teach us and let us know. And if any of the counsel I gave is wrong, please correct me. I will read it out here. All of us will learn, including myself. Next. Good morning, Daddy and my TPGF family. Please, sir, can you throw more light on Genesis chapter 6 verse 4 for clarity? Who are the sons of God referred to in that scripture? Thank you, sir. Wow. The term sons of God used in that passage of the scripture has been a subject of much debate by theologians. Here are some interpretations. One, angelic being, meaning fallen angels. Those sons of God referred to was said to be fallen angels that took human women as wives and had children by them, producing Nephilim, giants and mighty men. The book of Enoch, an ancient Jewish text not included in the canonized Bible, expand on this view in details. If you read Job chapter 1, verse 6, and Job chapter 2, verse 1, it also used the term sons of God to refer to angelic beings. We don't have a doctrine around this. As I said, it has been a subject of controversy, debate, and interpretation by theologians. Some will tell you angels are spiritual beings and are not supposed to marry. So it is neither here nor there. And it should not bother us, since it is not a fundamental issue. And what we don't understand now, we will understand them perfectly when we see him in glory. Next, good morning, Daddy. My fiancé came from Cyprus last year, thinking he will travel to another country. It has not been possible, and since then, he keeps trying. I told him to get a job in Nigeria, but he insisted on staying in one of his aunt's school in Abuja. She pays him 50,000 naira a month. He wants us to pick a wedding date by faith, but we can't wed until he travels out and make money. Daddy, I need your counsel. I will be 30 by June. Wow. No. Is he also on this platform? If not, let him hear this. Did he agree to join? If he's listening, and other young men with this type of mindset, I want you to listen to me well. Of unless I travel out to make money, or I need to travel out before I can make it in life. No. This is the desperation that make our young people to travel to Cyprus, to Oman and Libya, all such other places in desperation. You are missing it. My counsel to such people is to get something doing home here at home first. Build your career, add value to your life. Look around you. There are many young men and women in Nigeria that are making it big through tech, content creation, solving people's problems, creating platforms, producing goods and services. You don't have to travel out to make it in life. That is not saying you should not travel. If you want to relocate, you should not. But don't wait or be idle for it to happen. Be profitably engaged. And when that happens, then you go. My counsel for you, my daughter, is no. Don't wait for this person. He's not serious. When does he know he will travel? Where does he know the money is to make? Where is he going when he does not even know when it will be? I know you are 30. Don't let that age put pressure on you. If he will not change his mindset, please drop this person. He will waste your time and waste your destiny. A better person will come for you. That's my counsel. Our time is gone today. We'll return to this tomorrow. I deeply appreciate those of us that are connecting to our Telegram channel, as I daily announce. Please do so. Even if you are receiving from WhatsApp for now, from your line manager, connect to the Telegram channel and Turning Point WhatsApp channel that we have announced. for Telegram, WhatsApp can take down your line manager's line without further notice. If you require help and assistance in doing this, chat with our media director on +234 802-232-2276. Remember our six obligations to God while we live, praising Him, praying to Him, paying our tithe, personal and corporate tithing, sowing sacrificial seed, soul winning, and living a holy and a clean life before God. Pray that God gives you the grace to do the two. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day and a wonderful week. Bye.